I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta 90s baby, stand up. You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my crap serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
Welcome to episode 77 of But I Know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture through the unfiltered opinions of folks. Snacks.
Give me snacks, baby.
And fingers. What up, baby?
What's good,
no
dog?
No Cammy V tonight, unfortunately.
We killed the white guy. It's going to be podcast 3 months for the rest of the year.
I like Missionary anyway.
Oh, my God.
And it's never just been us two. Not since you were just like, a guest.
Yeah.
Since the two. So Fingers originally was a two-time guest on the show.
So this might go wrong. It might go right. It might be explosive.
Then I put a ring on it. But tons to talk about as always. And what other two guys would we need?
Then fucking us.
And I just want to just open things up. You know, we talked previously on the show about, you know, the state of hip hop and, you know, them struggling to get number one in the last year. That's finally been broken.
Guess by who?
As of recent. And if you haven't already heard the news, just take a guess of who would be the person to finally get the first number one in a year.
I would not have guessed it.
When Cammy, I think, was the one who sent us the headline, and I was like, dude, what the fuck? But then I'm also not surprised.
No, not at all, because you know what? For starters, a lot of people do not like this song, but I love this song.
Really?
I think it's my favorite Doja Cat song.
Ever?
Ever.
Interesting.
That sample, for some reason, is cool. Just, it's a smooth dope, beat. Man.
It is Doja Cat's Paint the Town Red, which dropped pretty recently.
Yeah. It went to one.
And is already number one. Shout out my boy, Pete Donna, who's actually the main guy in the music video.
Oh, really?
So you know how they're like dressed up as he's from here.
Oh, dope! That's what's
up. Dude, that model. He's a super cool dude, homie. Shout out, he was huge for him.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those guys that keeps shit under wrap until it happens. So obviously when it dropped, everyone's like, "Yo, is that fucking homie?" Like, and his shit was going crazy. So shout out to him for starring really in that music video. But crazy. I mean, I think this song is a hip hop song.
Yeah. She's rapping.
She is rapping and 100 BPM beat, and but it is pop rap, right?
You could say so. I think Doja Cat's a really good rapper. She's an all around artist.
She's a dope artist. She's just a weird ass chick.
She is. I mean, she's super eccentric and she doesn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like she is who she is. And you kind of have to be tough skinned to be in this industry. Mm-hmm. A lot of people looking at her like, oh, you're going at your fans, but a lot of people don't look at the comments and the things that they say to her. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of messed up what the fans think they can get away with just because they have a cat, avatar on their shit. A lot of people think they can just talk shit and get away with it.
I was gonna say the bars on this are like pretty explicit and direct.
I said what I said.
Yeah. And I think, which is, you know, the first time I listened to it, I was like, oh, this is such like a popcorny hip-hop song, until I was like listening to the lyrics and I was like, she's like, this is pretty aggressive, actually.
You know, even her new song with people calling her a devil worshiper. People, shut up. Shut up. All right, this whole devil imagery shit's been happening for a while. She didn't invent it. Like, I know the song's called Demons, but if you listen to the words, just like Paint the Town Red, it's talking about the industry. It's talking about all the stuff that's going on. A lot of people just see the imagery and they think that it's just, aside from it being the devil shit, like, it looks like a fucking movie. Like, I watched that shit and I was like, oh shit, this shit looks pretty fucking crazy. But a lot of people calling her a devil worshiper and shit like that. And I'm just like, yeah, guys, you know, listen, you guys take your kids to the Halloween store, dress them up as fucking, as a devil. Do we call you devil worshippers? Like, you guys go see fucking movies like Insidious and all this fucking exorcism shit. You guys go watch all that. You guys don't call the fucking directors fucking demons and shit like that, and devil worshippers, you know what I'm saying?
Which is a shame, because this era of Doja Cat, she's already gone. She's only been around for like, what, five years or something like that?
Yeah, Bitch in Macau was 5 years ago, something like that.
And she's already gone through multiple eras.
Yeah.
You know, very distinct eras. Her Say So era, oh my God. Her and that Say So music video is so fire.
Which I like. I like thicker Doja though.
Oh my god, Doja when she first came out was fire.
Thicker Doja was dope.
But right now, I think all of the commentary and people, the kind of the pushback is taking away from the artistry. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, what she's doing, the music is good.
Yeah.
And the visuals are really good. But unfortunately, people for some reason are just so caught up in like just the fact that maybe she's changing so much,
yeah,
and not that cute, sparkly girl that she came out
you're
as.
I'm not who you want me to be. Mm-hmm. And she's all about self. And she said it herself. She's like, those songs, I didn't want to do those songs. Those things, I can do those if I want to, but this is right. What I want to do.
Right.
And the fact that she's doing what she wants to do and still on top.
Mm.
Heavy on the radio. I know me and you on the radio, we play that track.
Yeah, that was
a lot.
Yeah, that, definitely playing that song. And to you, I wanted to use this to one, reiterate obviously the power of the female artist right now, especially in hip hop. You know, the fact that it was that I guess drought was broken by a female rapper.
Yeah.
Right. And going into the MTV VMAs. Which by the time this comes out would have already passed, but I did want to go over some of the nominees in terms of just kind of how everything is looking over this past year in terms of artistry and hip-hop and pop music in general as it pertains to MTV. So obviously their flagship award being Video of the Year. We have Doja Cat with Attention, Miley Cyrus, Flowers, Nicki Minaj, Super Freaky Girl, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire, Sam Smith, Kim Petras, Unholy, SZA, Kill Bill, Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero. Again, completely filled with women. You know, again, super telling of what the last year has looked like.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to talk so much about the video, you know, the videos themselves, but really just on the nominees and kind of what they represent over the last year.
I mean, Taylor's in there, right? Anti.
Yep. Taylor.
I mean, between her and SZA, they've had a huge year, especially SZA.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to her. For blowing up the way she is blown up. But definitely Taylor Swift. I mean, she just continues to fucking blow up, bro.
Yeah.
I thought she hit her ceiling, bro, but it just keeps getting more and more. And like, and it's, her music was good. Her last album, there was tracks on there that, I mean, it's not my type of music, but from a guy that like is a music guy, mm-hmm. some good songs in there. She looks like she's matured. It's not really too like, too much of the poppy, like it's poppy, but it's not like bubblegummy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's some darkness in there, and mm-hmm. I love mm-hmm. darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a devil worshiper, please. All right, I just like the dark shit. It's just how I am. I like chants and all that shit. Monk choirs is just my shit. But yeah, man, Taylor Swift's album was pretty dope, and SZA's album was, you know, people still talking about it till this day.
Yeah, great album, great R&B album, and R&B is also in a weird place, I think. And she just came out full R&B yeah. album and was like, yo, like, R&B is here, I'm here, and made some really, really amazing music.
Who do you think could save R&B?
Hmm? Who could save it? I mean, I think SZA did a big part of it yeah. this year. I think, you know, Usher's always going to make music, but it's never going to be, like, he's not going to make a You Don't Want to Call Again. He's not going to make a Burn Again.
It kind of sucks because Usher is good.
Yeah.
That's a great, like, that's kind of like Usher cloth
to me it's just another New Flame.
You think so?
Yeah, that's, dude, the second I heard it I was like, this is literally just like a newer New Flame,
because there's not a song. Like I said, me, I'm a music guy, so I'm looking at the like lyrics to, you know, word breakdown and how like the choruses come in and like, I'm like, that's a really, it's a well-written song,
it's a good song, but there's I think it's just what the current society and music listener pulls from the music industry, that
it's not,
it's just different.
Yeah, you know, it's not, what I mean? It's not gonna get it.
And it's, I think that's why SOS was so amazing in the sense that it was able to do both. Mm. Like, it seemed so genuinely R&B, the content of the lyrics, the pain in her voice in a lot of records, but also the a lot of fuck you moments yeah. that were single, like literal fuck you moments, right? And also like there, a lot of them are just fucking bops. Like, I yeah. think she did really, really well. And I think that's that balance is the thing that is really difficult to do in R&B right now. Summer Walker was doing pretty well with it, but I don't think at that same level. And I think that's the thing that a lot of, especially the male R&B artists, are struggling to do. You have a Brent who, you know, is a little bit too far one way. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like he makes a lot of really good high quality R&B music where R&B heads really love Brent, and he's a great artist, but there's a reason he's not kind of transferring over to like a mainstream sense. Like SZA is doing huge tours right now, you know, and huge shows, you know, like, so clearly she's reaching a lot of people.
And then our goat, Chris Brown, is just in this gray area by himself.
Yeah.
But I feel like people keep him in a box because, again, we touched on this before, his past and what he's been through. So I think he's just in this gray area by himself that where, yeah, we'll acknowledge Chris Brown, but it's never to a point where he's catapulted.
But he's also just, like, so, like, goated, too. Like, he's kind of, like, already in a different stratosphere where it doesn't really, like, matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And with that being said, he just puts out so much shit that it's just all over the place. One, because he can. He's talented enough. And two, just because, like, I don't know. I think he's already, like, cemented himself. So he's like, yeah, I'm just fucking, if I want to do a dancehall record, I'm going to do it. If I want to do a whatever, you know.
True. I guess with all these award shows, you know, I kind of want to see him glorified in a way.
I'm sure it'll happen. When it's too late.
Yeah, but. I don't want us to lose someone like that, God forbid. And then they're glorifying him. It just seems too cliche for me at this point.
There's four more categories I really want to touch.
Yeah.
Artists of the Year, again, really being reflective of what this year's looked like. Beyonce, Doja Cat, Karol G, Nicki Minaj, Shakira, and Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Not a single man.
Wow. Hey, but yo, that's where it was. Game. It's where it was. Ladies this year just straight up killed it.
Karol G being in there is a big deal.
Huge. She took Bad Bunny's spot.
She dropped about two albums this year.
Two albums this year. Two albums right on the head top.
I don't think it was as impactful as Bad Bunny, but I think, I mean, she's definitely, yeah, had a huge year.
Yeah, I mean, Bad Bunny's songs, they're
I mean,
that album is just a classic.
Yeah,
that,
I was gonna say, Verano City is also the most streamed album. Verano City is a fucking an amazing album.
You can play any cut off that record, you're getting a reaction in the club.
But who's your pick?
Damn.
Beyonce comes off a renaissance in the tour, Doja Cat breaking the drought, having a bunch of records on her, Karol G having two albums, a huge, huge year. Nicki didn't drop an album, but
she's about to.
But she's also just been like all over the place with features and placements.
Drama singles.
Super Freaky Girl was huge. Shakira's interesting to me.
That's pretty weird.
I think she's probably on the bottom of this list. And then Taylor Swift.
That must have been a favor. She's probably either for performing or she's coming out with something soon.
So who's your pick on this?
I would say, fuck, I would say Doja Cat.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just cause she's been the balance of everything.
I mean, I think she's missing the tour, though.
That's the only thing that's
for me. For me, it was between Beyonce and Taylor.
But she's doing it without the tour. She's on radio heavy. She's on streaming heavy. She's on, her videos are being played. She's super viral. She's in everybody's mouths. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Pun and unpun. So it's just like, I think she's just doing it, and she's doing it like in a raw way. Like, she's not giving in to society shit. Like, she's not giving in to, like, the industry shit. So
My pick's going to be Taylor. I'm going to give Taylor the edge there. Song of the Year, Miley Cyrus, Flowers. Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire. Rema and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. I think it's funny they have the Selena Gomez version. Smith, Cam Petras, Unholy. Steve Lacy, Bad Habit. SZA, Kill Bill, Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero. This is tough.
Because I would say Calm Down. Just because Calm Down has become that track where you can play it anywhere.
It's the new Joanna.
It is the new Joanna. I think it passed Joanna. I think it was supposed to do. It did what Joanna was supposed to do. But Joanna
walked so Calm Down could run.
When Joanna dropped, Joanna was the one that kind of broke the mold for Afro a little bit more.
I'm trying to think because I don't actually really love any of these songs except Kill Bill. But I'm trying not to let that get in. Bad Habit had a fucking moment. I actually really like that song. This could go really anywhere. I can't really pick one. Maybe just because of preference, I like Kill Bill, but I don't think that's going to win.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either.
Best New Artist. Now we're talking. This is where it gets into our wheelhouse. Glorilla, Ice Spice, Cali. I think it's Cali. Cali. She has the Aerial Coach joint. Huge, huge new artist. Peso Pluma.
Peso Pluma's in there.
Pink Panthers.
Wow.
And Renee Rop. Bro, this could be easily Ice Spice, bro.
Yeah, man.
I think Ice Spice might take this one.
Ice Spice is gonna take. I feel like Ice Spice.
I think Ice Spice is the
every one. Song she's dropped has been
it's
a
huge.
Hit.
She's had. I think she's had the biggest year out of all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice Spice. Lastly, best hip hop.
Let's do it.
Diddy featuring Bryson Tiller, Ashanti, Young Miami with "Gotta Move On." DJ Khaled featuring Drake and Lil Baby, "Staying Alive." Glorilla and Cardi B, "Tomorrow Too." Lil Uzi Vert, "Just Wanna Rock." Lil Wayne and Swizz Beatz, DMX, "Can't Nobody." Metro Boomin, Future, "Superhero." Nicki Minaj, "Super Freaky Girl."
Super Freaky Girl. No, that's not even.
"Just Wanna Rock."
I just wanna rock. Yeah, that'd be the one for me.
Yeah, I think so too. But I feel like because Nicki's Nicki, she might pull it.
It just cut. It's it just got to a point where like you can tell the favors. Like,
yeah, yeah,
the
you Diddy, can tell the yeah Diddy, come yeah, on. Yeah, that, like yeah.
The Lil Wayne,
yeah,
like,
no.
That song's, those songs didn't ring off this year. So they were dope, but they didn't ring off.
So by the time this drops, the VMAs would have already happened. So, you know, we'll see how close we are and how accurate we are with our predictions. But, you know, I'm into it, and it's always nice to kind of go through the, you know.
Yeah.
You know, kind of what we think of the last year and everything like that. So, you know, thanks for bearing with us, guys. Something else that has happened pretty recently, and I was actually in New York for it, was Electric Zoo, E-Zoo. Did you hear about all this?
Yes.
So now we're going into the EDM world a little bit. For those who don't know, Electric Zoo is a three-day electronic music festival held on Randall's Island in New York over Labor Day weekend. And again, I was actually in New York when it was happening, except day one is canceled. Hours before the doors are supposed to open. The morning of is when they announced the cancellation of it. And it's because, you know, what they said was they weren't able to construct the stages. They weren't able to, like, make it happen and have it ready for the first day. Was plagued by production and capacity issues, leaving patrons disgruntled. The festival, which came under new management last year, got off to a rocky start, canceling the first day Friday after organizers failed to complete construction of the main stage. The festival did open Saturday. But festival goers who spoke with NBC News detailed hour-long wait times just to enter the venue. Finally, on Sunday, organizers started turning ticket holders away, claiming the venue had reached capacity. Wow. I have heard that they oversold it by some crazy number. And I heard that the will call on Saturday, because Friday didn't happen, was just like over capacity. But I think the whole, you know, you have your permits and stuff like that months and months in advance to not have a stage ready, a main stage ready. And E-Zoo is not a small festival anymore. Mm-hmm. They've really developed over the last like 10 years and are really big festival, like really big acts go. And there was on my Twitter, oh my God, the Twitter that day, like I just saw a bunch of artists looking like, you know, who wanted to play. And they were like, yo, in New York, does someone have two CDJs, a 900 and that's like some crazy speakers? Like I know, I ended up playing with Telecast that night because they just, like, were free. Like, they were, like, just taking, like, bookings. And I ended up, they happened to get booked on the same party that I was doing. That was my, I played with them, like, three times now. They're really good dudes. Shout out Telecast. But they did a pop-up, free pop-up that afternoon because they were supposed to play Friday. And they're like, yo, we're here. We want to play. And we feel bad for our fans. They, like, I don't even know. It was some free spot. Made no money. They were playing. The two CDJs were different, and it was some, like, random mixer. And they just, like, did their set.
Okay.
And then they, like, came through at Blue Midtown that night, and that's where I was at.
Something must have happened behind closed doors.
But it's crazy. It's insane. And it seems like it's really going to hurt that festival for the coming years. Like, I know a lot of artists aren't going to want to go back and do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, they've probably gone back 5 to 8 years in terms of their development. But I think festival culture in general is very, very interesting these days. I mean, I know ticket prices are insane, and I don't know, like, do you go to festivals? Have you been to a festival?
I haven't really been in the festival market like that. I don't really like see myself standing all day.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a lot.
It's definitely, it's something that you have to go in and be prepared for. It's an all day thing.
Yeah, it's insane.
And so I haven't really seen myself in that kind of a light to do that. Or would stand, I'd probably leave like halfway.
It's a lot.
Or if I knew there was an artist at a certain time, I'd probably go. But you would not catch me deep in the middle. Yeah, yeah. Like,
amongst
nah,
all
nah, man.
In the pit.
Yeah, I would not be in the pit. So I can't really say no. I'm kind of a, I love the energy. I would love to do festivals.
Yeah.
Definitely something that you can definitely, you know, get super inspired from and have fun. But as far as being participant, no. How about you?
Yeah, I've been to a few, not in a while, for the same reasons that you had just mentioned, because it is a lot. I've been to Maddie's and Block Party years ago. I think that was my first one. I've been to Main America. I've been to some other one that I'm forgetting. And it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, it's a really good way to see a lot of artists at once. But yeah, but yeah, it's a lot. It's a whole fucking
you
day.
You got to be on drugs to
I mean, I wasn't, but... definitely drunk as fuck though. But yeah, I mean, crazy Electric Zoo. You know, shout out. I mean, I guess shout out everyone that like toughed through it. I guess it seemed like a really bad situation. But you know, shout out you guys. I guess not as bad as Burning Man. Anyway,
about that.
Something that I wanted to bring up that we were supposed to actually bring up before because we were talking about it. I was talking to you guys about it when it first happened, when it was like actually happening. And I want to, like, use this opportunity of us two just being here to talk about it. So probably, like, 2 weeks ago now, I got on this big Twitter feud. Do you remember this? With this random dude.
Yes.
Who I, like, don't know.
Yes.
And and it was, like, an all-morning, like, multi-thread.
Dude, this took me a while.
It was a lot of tweets, right? So basically, I forgot how it started. But basically, this dude on Twitter who I don't fucking know, but I guess he's some, like, local artist. He came from another thread, and basically he was like coming at me for being like DJs don't play local music, they don't support local artists specifically in Boston, yada 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 yada, and I was basically like, how do you know that? How do you know that I like if you're coming at me right now, you're adding me? How do you know that I don't do that?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I just assume. And I go, but you don't pull up to my shit, so how do you know that? And there's just all this back and forth. It was stupid as fuck. He's an idiot. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Matt Give Me Snacks, you can literally find the thread. It was just a couple weeks ago.
He's a dumbass.
And and it was funny because people that really know me like were commenting and like getting into the thread, being like, "Yo, you don't know who this dude is." I do play local music, and not only that, like I'm tied in with a lot of like really awesome local artists because of just like the love and the support, and I try and go to their shit and XYZ.
Likewise.
And yeah, and so I know you, and then you specifically, you work, like, you're a producer, you work with artists, and you have records out, and I know that, actually, we might not completely agree on the whole process of, you know, playing local artists, but I did want you to just kind of put in your opinion of, like, the relationship right now, as it stands in a big market, in the club world, of the DJ and the local artist, let's say rapper, singer, And what our obligation and responsibility is to play the music in the clubs.
I think there's a disconnect between artists and DJs. And it's those artists that go on these threads that be like, hey, you're not playing my music, but you're not coming out. You're not shaking hands. You're not dropping a $20 bill on the decks. You're not buying me a shot. You're not hitting me ahead of time and sending me your music. Mm-hmm. You're not promoting your shit the right way. You're not making me want to play your music. I don't have to do that shit. Yeah. First of all, you have to make me like your music. If your shit's ass, it's ass. It don't matter who you are. If you're my cousin, if you're my brother, yeah, it's just ass is ass. I'm not going to play it. Now, there's songs that I love. You don't have to say nothing to me.
I don't play it.
But that's where I feel like DJs have to do that. If there's a song that's undeniably good, don't not just not play it because it's not Future. You're like, I'm throwing songs in like primetime sets that are dope. Like, you know, there's definitely ways to mix it to where you don't throw a person off. Obviously, you don't play it after a lukewarm song or song that's not really too popular. You got to surround it the right way, dress it up nice, you know what I'm saying? Present it the right way. So for me, you know, I play a lot of local artists' songs that are fire. Not just because the ones that I produce, but if they're fire, they're dope, I'll play them. But... now, I know there's this whole what are you going to do for me type shit where, you know, artists don't support the DJs as well. You're not posting where I'm at. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. That's also a transaction that needs to happen because you need us and we need you. The DJ and the MC you know, they're married. They were born together like that in the hip-hop community and stuff like that. So it's just like, I feel like there's been a disconnect with that, and I feel like there needs to be more communication between DJs and artists. And then artists as well, they think because they have a few 100,000 plays that they're the shit, and they don't answer DMs.
Mm. I have a funny story about that, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
I have a funny story that's like exactly like that. There was an artist, I guess a local artist, that he makes trap music. And he's popular, I guess. I don't really know much about him, but I was just, there was one record that I thought was like I actually like really liked, and I was just like playing, like literally never met him,
yeah,
playing out of love, just for the record. And I was just playing it, right? And then he was at the club that I was at, and I didn't know until the let out. So I played the record and everything, and like just out of love, and then I was literally leaving the club, and this girl was like, that I know, was like, oh my god, hi, whatever, and I was like, oh hey, what's up? And she was like, oh, like, I want you to be my friend. And it was him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit. And I just go, oh yo, what's up, dude? And he like looks at me, doesn't like, again, he doesn't know who I am, not that I'm someone to be known, but he like looks at me and just like saw that I was just some guy and just looks away. And I was just like, yo. And he just like looked at me again, looks away. He was like, I guess I wasn't like, cool enough for him. Went home, deleted his song. Never played it again.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, just because he was a jerk. And I was just like, yo, I'm literally the guy.
And there's
who's, like,
no way in
your
hell
record.
You're in the club, you don't see the fucking DJ. You're pretty fucking noticeable, bro. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
But again, I think that just says a lot about his personality.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And you being a new artist, anyone that comes up to you says, hey,
yeah,
give him the fucking again, time of day.
But again, like that's what it told me enough about who he was as a person. You know what I mean?
And that's why it turns off DJs, is that shit right there. That fucking ego shit.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't shit. I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers out here buying replica sneakers and replica fucking jewelry, by the way, and I won't mention who it is. I know a lot of y'all doing it.
One thing I said that to the you know, kind of going off of what you're saying to the guy on Twitter was, okay, if, let's say I do play your record, right? Like, I just said, like I was like, let's say I play your music, right? But if you're not there, why does it matter?
Yeah.
Why does it matter?
You weren't there to record it.
You weren't there to, so let's say, yeah, exactly. You weren't there to record it. You weren't there to see it. You weren't there to have the moment. Your people weren't there to see it, that, you, oh shit, your shit's getting played. So why does it matter if you're not there? So I said, what should happen is you connect with me, be like, hey, I have this record out, whatever. If I like, I'm like, cool. I'm like, how about you bring your people out? Let's say you bring out 10, 15 people. Not even a table, bro.
Yeah.
Bring out your people. I'll take care of it. I'll get you on a guest list, whatever. And I'm going to play the record. And when I play the record, let's make it a moment. Let's make it a thing. Get your video cameras out. So then people who don't know the record are going to be like, yo, for some reason, this is a record we're supposed to know because everyone's going crazy.
Yeah.
Right? It helps you legitimize that record in that way. Your people get to see it. You get to get the content out of it. And now we all work together to make something happen. Right? Yeah. But that's not happening because, as you were saying, you're not communicating with me. You just want me to play the record and are mad that I'm not playing the record. But let's say if I did play the record, you would have no idea. So why does it matter?
And like, not for nothing, bro. Even if the record was a fucking amazing, I have 500 more songs before that I would play.
Yeah.
That would get a reaction, mm-hmm, that would make me look good. Mm-hmm. And I'm not tossing up a gamble. You don't even want to create a relationship with me. You have to create a relationship with the DJ for them to want to be like, yo, oh, this works right here. I can throw it in. Our minds work like that all the fucking time. I'm pretty sure you come across them. I can do it right here. But you know what? Nah, for what?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, so I'm saying they're not here.
You know? Yeah. So it's just like, bro, like.
But I remember like Rosewood, Babe, who's awesome, OG. You know, one time he was in the club and I had his records, you know, and I was just like, yo, he's out here showing love, played his record, dapped me up, took a video. Like, I was like, that's cool. You know what I mean? But again, if you're not pulling up, you're not in the street, then what do you expect, man?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to play your fucking mixtape that has 500 listens. Like, dude,
every fucking day.
You know what I mean? So I thought it was just a very interesting conversation that is very prevalent, right? There's a lot of artists in any market that is mad at some DJ for not playing their record.
Yeah.
And something that he said to me was, because I said, why should I play it? I was just fucking, like, not fucking with him, but I was just like trying to get, yeah. I needed answers from him. He said, because it's your responsibility to play it. And I was just like, you have it so wrong, dude. It's, as a club DJ, it's my responsibility to make sure the club is moving and making money.
At that point, I would have been like, yo, okay, send me a song that it's my responsibility to play. Let me judge it. Let me listen to it real quick. Guarantee I'm turning it off the first 2 seconds.
But you see what I'm saying? So if your song is not going to get motion, then my responsibility is to turn the song the fuck off.
Yeah.
So then what are we talking about?
You guys don't even put the, enough time into creating the fucking music. You guys want to spend two hours on a song and be like, oh, it's done. And then want us to fucking get it, you know. We work hard to get to where the fuck we're at.
10 years.
You know what I'm saying? We work hard to get there. You know what I'm saying? Busting our ass, researching new music, doing what we got to do, grinding. You know what I'm saying? So you want to come up off our shine, and you don't even fucking take yourself serious. Where's your fucking EPK? Why are you not in the streets busting down fucking songs and shit?
Tracks unmastered.
Tracks unmastered? Like, motherfuckers,
they're
like,
they're trying to airdrop it from their files. On
like,
the,
yo,
on
bro, the... do you have internet, bro? I do, but I'm not taking that shit right now. No.
On a USB mastered club version, radio edit, dirty version,
performance version.
Performance version.
Acapella instrumental.
Yeah.
Intro, outro.
Yeah.
Dudes, like, come on. It's not rocket science. Y'all motherfuckers going to the studio, then this is just a fucking hobby. Then you want to come and get mad at us because we don't choose to play your fucking trash ass record, bro? Fuck out of here.
But an interesting conversation, and again, please visit that Twitter thread if you really want to take the time. But it was amazing. What I am going to do right now is actually play a local artist record, because that's what the fuck I do, baby. This record is actually fucking fire. This is Way Up Rui, African Homie.
Nice.
You would think it was a Wizkid. Song's called Pana.
Got me the first 2 seconds.
It's fire.
It's fucking mastered correctly.
It's a great record.
Fucking clear.
So thank you so much for listening. Episode 77. Fingers. Snacks. But I know the DJ. Play local fucking music, bitch.
I'm playing this shit next time. Send me that shit.